Campbell. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Wall Street took a beating as investors worry about rising interest rates. The Dow off 981, the Nasdaq minus 335. The S&P lost 121.
The biggest drop for the Dow Jones Industrials this month, a four-week slide for the broader U.S. stock markets. And Wall Street is really concerned that aggressive Federal Reserve action might push and tilt the U.S. economy into recession.
Susan Lee with Fox Business. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill that takes away Disney's independent district status over Disney's opposition to a law that DeSantis signed last month that opponents dubbed the Don't Say Gay Bill.
Corporation based in Burbank, California, and you're going to marshal your economic might to attack the parents of my state, we view that as a provocation, and we're going to fight back against that.
The move could have huge tax implications for Disney. The bill Disney opposes bans schools from teaching about sexual orientation to kids in kindergarten through third grade. A city official in the besieged Ukrainian city of Mariupol says Russian forces continue to bomb a steel mill where Ukrainian fighters are holed up while there is new possible evidence of atrocities.
Satellite images, they show a new mass grave apparently in the village of Manhush, west of Mariupol, that officials say could hold as many as 9,000 dead. Now, there are four sections here measuring approximately 85 meters each. That is roughly the equivalent of four football fields. Mariupol's mayor says 20,000 civilians have been killed in his city.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Kyiv. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres plans to meet Tuesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin to press for the fighting to stop in Ukraine. Guterres will travel to Moscow for meetings with Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Louisiana woman is jailed after the alcohol-related death of her grandchild.
Police in Baton Rouge say 53-year-old Roxanne Record is facing a first-degree murder charge following the death of 4-year-old China Record, her granddaughter. Investigators say the woman forced the young girl to drink a bottle of whiskey while her 29-year-old daughter watched. Police were called early Thursday morning after reports of an unresponsive child. The girl was pronounced dead at the scene, and an autopsy revealed her blood alcohol content was 0.680, more than 8 times the driving limit for an adult. The mother is also charged with murder. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Elon Musk says he's lined up $46.5 billion in financing to buy Twitter and that he's trying to negotiate an agreement with the company. Musk filed documents yesterday with federal regulators that he's exploring what's known as a tender offer to buy all of Twitter's common stock, though Twitter hasn't responded to the offer. Last week, Twitter's board adopted a poison pill defense that would make a takeover bid expensive for Musk. After 2 years of pandemic shutdowns, it seems many people are looking to hit the road this summer.
Wallet Hub ranks the Orlando metro area as the year's best summer travel destination. A personal finance website comparing U.S. metropolitan areas across 43 metrics, including hotel costs, cheap flights, number of delays, and COVID numbers. Tampa ranks in second, followed by the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, Salt Lake City, and Austin. Cincinnati, Minneapolis, Raleigh, San Antonio, and Oklahoma City among the top 10.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The FBI has returned 16 cultural items to the Peruvian government, including paintings, historical documents, and stone axes that have been stolen. They would return them during a ceremony today with representatives from Peru in Los Angeles. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.